This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Okay.
Hello, and
hi.
Welcome.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay. All right.
Guys.
Everyone, we're serious.
Okay, look at me right now.
Hi.
I feel like we have to connect.
We need to connect.
For the first time.
For the first time all day, because I'll tell you what, we're jet lagged.
We're jet lagged, guys. Zach and Gabby right now.
Hi.
And you guys may not even be able to conceptualize what we're about to say right now.
We're in London.
We're in London, Queen's God's England.
We're in the God's Queen. God damn it, Queen's God. There's a king now. God damn it, England.
We are in the goddamn royal family's villa, which is London, England. Guys.
The royal family's kingdom. We're within the palace walls, if you could imagine.
There's a Carhartt store. We are in a big, big room, and yeah. All we could see these big windows, and I just spotted right now in London a Carhartt store.
That's amazing.
I would like to go. We're going to go right after this.
I would like
this.
To go. The thing about the location we're in, yes, we're in London, England, Europe, shout out.
Shout out.
And I know every time I say that, an English person DMs me, and they go, we're not in Europe. And I go, you're in Europe. You're in the
Europe.
Continent of Europe. Just because you're scabs doesn't mean that you get to not be in Europe, the continent.
I mean, that's like when England is like, we're not part of Europe. It's like, all right, well, New York is not part of the South. But like, it's America.
It's America.
You know what I mean? It's, and we're not redefining a whole new continent for you. You are part of the European continent.
You don't
get
to not be in the continent you're in. That's ridiculous. That's like me being in New Jersey and being like, I'm in France.
Yeah.
You shut up.
And that we are now coming for you, but we do love your
we
city.
Love you. I'm actually so happy to be here. I would say I'm leaning into like, I always sort of dress like this, but I've been leaning a little bit more into like the London look.
Get the London look.
Guys. I'm wearing like navy blue, which feels English girls have monopolized navy. Blue.
And the white sock, black shoe thing,
yes,
the Madeline
yes.
concept.
And I have like a collar on my shirt, which is very like, ooh, la, ooh, wait, that was French. All right.
Like our podcast.
Hey, you want to read a book with me? Like, that's the vibe I think
you
I'm
like,
putting
like,
out.
You look like one of the Derry girls.
Well, like, and what is that?
It's
and
a
I mean
show
this
on Netflix
mean.
I've never seen, but I've scrolled past. Guys, this is La Podcast.
This is the podcast. I'm Gabby.
I'm Zach, wearing full American Gabrielle.
What the hell is Gabrielle?
I would say garb, but then I added a little stank to
my,
the end.
My name isn't not Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. And I'm Zacharias. But guys,
Zacharias.
When I come to the London the London of A, I almost said the US of A, the London of E. EU,
yeah.
Not the EU. You get what I mean.
Shut up.
When I travel across God's great pond, which is the Atlantic Ocean, shout out.
By the way, the Atlantic Ocean never failing us.
It never fails. It's always been there for us.
It's always been there. And it's like, I know there's like a Pacific Ocean, allegedly.
Sketchy.
And even like, which is sketchy.
It's
Have
sketchy.
You ever been in the... No, not to bring it to a different coast, either,
yeah.
But have you ever been in the Pacific Ocean? First of all, couldn't be colder.
It's cold.
In the dead of summer, it's freezing cold. You're covered in seaweed. You come out of there looking like old Greg.
Yeah.
It's a fucking disgusting pond. I said
it's
it.
It's a lake. It's a
lake.
It's a goddamn fucking puddle, if you ask me. I find the Pacific Ocean so goddamn sketchy because
yeah.
that's like a lot of water. Chilling, relaxing, real
unchecked.
Cool. Unchecked. There's one island out there.
Yeah,
Hawaii.
And it's Hawaii.
Which is ours, shout out.
Which is ours, by the way.
No, but...
I know it's probably, yes, colonization, et cetera,
sure,
et cetera.
Yeah.
But like, it is crazy to think about us finding Hawaii. in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
I mean,
and
yeah.
being like, cool, I guess we get this little hill now.
But you know what I think is even crazier is what? Like at that point, America has discovered so many like little islands and taken them yeah. by the time it got there. Imagine the Hawaiians who are like, Earth is this island.
Yeah.
Everything else is water.
So haunting.
And then all of a sudden, these like really, these weird guys dressed gaily show up.
Literally in pantaloons, in capris. In capris high knee socks.
You know what I mean? Coming over, talking about the gold rush or whatever. I don't fucking know what time
yeah, like, what are
when
you
they
talking
discover that
about?
Shit.
Literally okay. gold? What even is that? We have coconuts.
These fucking losers who come onto your beautiful island, pick up your sacred fruit.
Yeah.
And they say, this is a pineapple. Okay.
We already know what this is. It's a pineapple.
It's a pineapple. It's an apple of pine. And they just went, cool.
You know what?
That's the history.
That's the history.
Said, cool,
they said,
and
cool.
It's over.
And please take everything we own. Here's my question. Dole.
The fruit.
Yeah.
Dole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dole.
So why don't you go look that shit up? It's fucked up.
I hope there's like a hot heir to the Dole throne. I can only imagine.
I mean, I think all the girlies listening can agree. We're all socialists until an oil baron hits on me. You
know
exactly.
What I mean?
If an oil baron hit on me, then it's a fight.
You
want to
be my girlfriend, see? They all talk
hey,
like that.
You want to be my girlfriend, see?
Here's my question.
I would do it.
And this is going to sound insane, and I know it's a conversation of evolution and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.
How did people get on Hawaii before boats? Were they just there through evolving from like a frog?
No, that's bad. Oh,
Not them specifically.
I think
but like,
they're from the Polynesian area. You know, they like boats. There's like, because there's all those little islands.
Yeah.
Like around where Australia is.
But that's not even close to Hawaii, is it?
It is like kinda. And maybe back in the day when the sea levels were a little lower, it was like more islands. So it made sense to hopscotch, skip, and scotch all the way to there.
Is that true what
and
you just said?
And then when the, you know, it heated up a little bit, the oceans rise and then make islands. That's why people are in North and South America at all, is because back in the day, Russia and North America used to touch.
Pangaea.
Because, that wasn't Pangaea, but. And then so they could just straight up walk over there.
I have hair extensions now, so I don't feel like I have to know this information.
You don't.
But like, I know what you're saying.
I mean, the fact that you are wearing a collared shirt at all with those extensions
is like literally a joke.
Like, I would give you a Nobel Peace Prize. Okay. back to what I was saying earlier.
Which part? We're talking about, and I mean, we're 3 minutes into the pod. We're talking about Pangaea.
We're talking about Pangaea in Hawaii. We're so far away from there.
Have you been?
To Pangaea? Yeah. Every day of my life.
Guys, for spring break, do you want to go to Pangaea?
No, my stepfather lived in Hawaii for many years.
Episode title, Spring Break on Pangaea.
Spring Break Pangaea. But first off, I want to just jump way back to one of the first sentences we said.
That we're
you
in
dress
England?
Like a English girly.
Yeah.
I like to dress in the most American thing possible. I'm wearing a Carhartt onesie, ice cold here.
Ice cold, could be colder here. They said Santa's coming, let's freeze it up.
Yeah, it's like Jack Frost in my ass.
Jack Frost like absolutely up my vag.
My vag. Kind of taking advantage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Jack Frost me tooing my ass.
He's me tooing you. That means you like, that means you assaulted Jack Frost.
Oh no, I don't say it like that.
Oh.
I don't say it like that. No, if someone me toos you, that is like the new verbiage for you, I don't know, put a finger in my ass without me asking.
I always thought that me tooing you meant like I'm me tooing you because you did something to me, so I'm canceling you now.
That's actually a man's way of looking at it.
No,
because you're
but
like,
I'm gay.
Oh, I can't believe this bitch me tooed me. But now,
I can't believe this.
I think we're getting lost in the sauce.
Okay,
Jack
first off,
Frost is sexually assaulting me.
So I'm dressed in this sort of Carhartt onesie Americana, and yeah. I'm wearing what only could be described as the most American brand in the world, Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah, that's so true. The one thing that England didn't colonize was Abercrombie and Fitch. Fuck you. That's ours.
That's ours. And we look like, if Abercrombie and Fitch CEO girlies are listening, they are.
They are. I couldn't imagine that they wouldn't love this podcast.
I feel like, please to God, let us model for a shoot. Let us fucking do Abercrombie and Fitch.
I actually just got emotional
because
thinking about
that. You remember how they were toxic in the past and then they did the shadow work and now they're cool again?
Yeah.
I think we are a perfect sort of like joke of like, because we kind of look like those people, but yeah. We look like fucking losers. Okay.
What?
I'm trying to make us seem relatable.
Okay. We look like losers.
We look like losers. But we would be like, doing what they did, like shirtless with a canoe all the time.
They were obsessed with canoes and bodies.
Oh, God, that was so awesome.
No, that is actually a really good point. I see us collabing with Abercrombie and Fitch.
That would be so funny, but so right on.
Oh my God!
We'll talk to Lizzie. Lizzie's not here, unfortunately.
Lizzie's not here. Lizzie's in America. You know, holding she had to hold it down. She had to keep Biden in check.
Oh, tell me about
we'll
it.
I'll tell you what.
I'll get his ass.
So we're in Europe alone.
We're in Europe with the other Biden, with the British Biden, which is King Charles.
Oh, King Charles.
Yeah.
His hands. I bring up his hands
Hansgate?
A lot. Hansgate. English people don't seem really bothered with his hands, which is such a red flag.
But English people are so bothered with 9/11. It's like, what? Pick a poison.
Pick your poison. You can't be bothered about one and not the other. It's such a linear. The pipeline between 9/11 and King Charles's hands is right there.
It's right there. Well, I remember when we were here in Scotland this last summer. Wow. Okay. We're abroad two times in one.
Not us, you world travel, Mr. Worldwide.
Not us pitbulling all around Europe. But... I remember when we were there and all the Americans are like 9/11, 9/11 this, 9/11 that, LOL, LOL.
Yeah.
And all the English people would get like really tight.
Yeah, they would get upset. And it's like,
you know
what
I'm saying?
9/11
was fake into a mic on stage and all these English people
got upset.
And I'm going, what? We did that.
It's clear as hell.
So
no.
That's cool. What was I saying? I'm Americana in London. That's a movie idea.
Okay, what was that Amanda Bynes movie where she like hopped the fence and went into the castle and like she was also playing soccer, I think?
Oh, a Bend It Like Beckham?
Was that her? No.
No.
It was
no, it wasn't.
It was Amanda Bynes and she put on she dressed like a boy. It was real Mulan, but white people.
Oh, it was like a Twelfth Night.
Yes, but it was about soccer somehow.
Because back then, like,
sorry, I guess football.
A girl can just like cut her hair and wear a flannel, and everyone like instantly thinks she's a boy.
That's what blows my mind. It's like you can't get a bowl cut and then not have lip filler. Like we see you.
Well, I feel like
and tits.
That was such a thing in Shakespeare plays. It's like a girl would like put on a cap and then like be like, "I'm Sebastian," and then
and they then always chose the name Sebastian.
Everybody would be like, "Got it." But did everyone just need glasses?
Well, yes. Well, that is also something, not to jump off of Pangea, but that is also something I think about. Before glasses, people just be dead and blind? Like, what was the definition of blind back in the day? Was it just what I actually am right now, but I have contacts where they just can't see a little bit?
Well, I hate to be a know-it-all this episode,
you know.
But I actually have I know a little bit about
that. Go ahead.
It's because we read so much.
Say more.
Because in like the wild, you're never like looking extremely close at something all day constantly.
Yeah.
And ever since humans started to read so much in like books and stuff, and especially nowadays with our phones and screens, we're focusing on extremely small things. Our books, sort of this.
This is my book.
Social media is a book. wish someone printed it in a book.
Social media is my book, so.
Every morning I print my Insta feed into a book.
Transcribe
it, but that's why our eyes are worse.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucked up?
Whoa.
Yeah, because back in the day, you'd be scanning the horizon for a tiger coming for your ass.
All you need to read is that tiger is coming to my ass.
To my ass. It's coming in my ass.
It's coming. That tiger's coming in my ass. I wonder, oh my God. I wonder if they like fucked big game.
No. I mean, I'm sure someone did. If people are doing it now, they've done it back then.
Exactly. If like, there's this whole racist thing that like Welsh people fuck goats. And
yeah,
like,
someone was telling us about that. I love finding the little nuances of how you guys hate each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's because it's like such a joke because you all look the same, have the same haircut.
You
it's
all have
like,
the same haircut.
At least in America, we hate people who don't look like us.
Yeah.
Like, at least it makes sense. Like you guys all have the same legit straight bowl cut. And you're like, that one fucks goats. It's like, I found what Wales was like 2 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, where is it?
It's like it's in the southwest of England.
Northwest.
No, it isn't.
It's actually never eat soggy waffles. It's the northwest.
It's not up north.
It's not so up north.
I thought Wales is down southwest.
I'm Googling it. You might be right. Where is Wales? I love the Welsh
I'm here
accent.
I'm here in London, and I'm having all these people being like, posh people are lame. And then I have like the Welsh people being like, oh, everyone's talking shit about each other. And I just want to run in and go, what are you doing? You all look exactly the same.
Exactly. It's actually not nor it's not north nor south. It's just west.
Oh my God. It's I would argue that. Look at this image, everybody.
No, you're looking at Scotland as well. Scotland's not a part of the conversation.
Yeah, it is. It's the UK.
No, I said, is it that we're just talking about England right now?
Fine. Canonically, we can count this as Gabby getting my ass. Okay?
Actually, now you are right. I wasn't thinking about Scotland. And then I just try to twist it, manipulate you into saying, if you're looking at the whole UK, I guess I was just thinking of England.
I'm easily manipulated.
No, you just said you don't manipulate me. And then I admitted I was wrong.
I'm sorry. Guys, Lizzie's not here. She would have been able to prove that one thing and then give us a definitive answer. This is La Podcast.
This is La Podcast. This podcast right now is about history. Same thing.
It is, right? This history is the jet lag of this academic subject.
This podcast is about England for dummies, you know?
That's so true.
Yes. This podcast is about learning facts, twisting them to benefit ourselves.
Oh, damn. Remember Idiot Abroad? That rocked.
Yes.
That rocked. This is basically Idiot Abroad, but make it fashion, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking about? Remember when people used to travel before phones, if you could imagine?
I wish.
They would travel and they would have little guidebooks that would just like tell them where to go. How darling.
We should make a La Podcast travel book for London.
That's the best thing you've ever said.
I only have good ideas. Everyone's sleeping on Zach.
The thing about me is I only have good ideas.
I've only had a good idea. Name one bad idea. Hold on. Don't.
My brain was like...
Just ChatGPT the new that prompt about
name one bad idea. Yeah, like picture a little, but they're all, remember when books, they were like books standard.
Yeah, remember when they were like, you could count it as a novelette?
Yes, yes. They had the different sizes. There was like the 00 book, the two, you know, there was like the big bound books. And then remember pocket books? Not a pocketbook.
No, a book
a
that fits in your pocket.
Book.
A little, a novelette.
A little tiny travel guide. I just had a brain blast.
We gotta do that. It's pink, but shiny on the outside.
Yeah, metallic.
Yeah.
But
metallic
also,
pink. People are like, what is that? You're like, it's about England.
It's rose gold. It's a book about England and it's rose gold.
Okay, hear me out, guys. I want you to vote below. This is not live. Vote, text. Text us now.
Sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments if you think we should do either A, a coffee table book.
Yeah.
Or B, a travel diary.
C, a dictionary.
O, or B. Lizzie.
What comes after C?
Or D, just like a few, like a poster.
Or like a binder.
A binder, or clothes.
Clothes.
Full on fashion.
Oh yeah, but that doesn't relate to this book idea at all.
Okay, I'm trying to, I lost what I was going to say because I messed up the letter order.
Oh, I know. A manifestation journal. You know when you buy those, you go to like Target, shout out.
Shout out to Target.
And it's like you get a notebook that you have to like fill in with just like the gayest fucking queer shit you've ever seen.
It's like name a memory that only makes you smile.
That should be us.
I think our
name the biggest dick you've ever seen and what he did to you.
What's his name? His Instagram handle? Like, it's like, that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Like a La Diary.
A La Diary. God damn
it. Guys, we are in an office building in London, England. And the second we're in here,
we're coming up with product lines.
I can't wait till the one day. It's, you know, our careers are going to go up, down, up, really down, extra down, rock bottom.
Come back.
Come back, rock bottom right again. Because we got too full of ourselves.
No. It's not. I don't see this, and I mean this, ending well. I don't see this story ending good
there's
for
no
us.
There's no way.
There's no way there's going to be a happy ending. Literally.
How is La Podcast going to end? It's going to fizzle out either through a big fight.
Yeah, or we're going to do something really bad.
Really bad, canceled in jail, like international jail. Like, we're going to go and be like, we're recording a few episodes
in
Moscow.
Moscow.
and you'll never hear from us again.
Wait, who was that girl that Amanda Knox? You know how Amanda Knox was killed that girl and was locked up in an Eastern European prison?
Yeah.
I don't see how that won't happen to us.
I feel like we'll try to record an episode in a place and then someone like our guest will die under mysterious circumstances.
Yeah, and we get blamed.
We get blamed. We go to prison. They let us share a cell.
Thank God.
Lizzie does the podcast, but through that phone thing, through the glass.
That's such a funny music video for the podcast.
I want to set up a music video.
Imagine a music video for the podcast, but it's just like us podcasting, but it's shot like a music video.
My favorite thing about this podcast and all the ideas we come up is that there is no product. We are coming up with books, trailers, music videos. Yeah. About what?
About why?
About us shaking our goddamn twats. I said, shout out. Our twats.
Our fucking twats.
Doing the twat
twats.
Trot. Okay, all around London.
TT.
Maybe that should be the title. No. I don't think we are legally
I really like Spring Break in Pangea.
Guys, we're in London.
We are in London.
Also, we have to bring up something that we never mentioned so far.
What?
We haven't recorded an episode since our live show.
Oh, guys, I really want to thank each and every one of our New York fans who came to the live show. And I hope you enjoyed it on YouTube. It was like the best night of my life.
Guys, it was nonstop party all day. I feel like I woke up that morning being like, hell yeah. And then that was a straight line until right now.
It was a perfect night.
Guys, the girlies who came out, it was perfect.
I mean, and it was just to be on a stage with my best friends.
Shout out.
And then to see all my best friends in the audience. And I wrote on my Instagram story, everyone dressed hot. And everyone dressed hot. There were lippies. There were lippies in every pocketbook in that goddamn room.
There was a girl. And if you're listening, please tell us your name and address so we can send you merch. She was wearing leather pants. And she did that thing where girls slick their hair so far back that you look like a wet model.
Yes.
And I was like, girl, serve and be heard.
Serve and be heard. Make yourself known in this goddamn
serve
world.
Serve and be heard. Okay.
Everyone was looking delicious. People were amping it up like never before. It was a Monday night and people were serving Luke's.
Guys, that's how I know that our French 69s know no bounds. Okay.
Yeah.
You know no bounds because it was literally what critics call and even the venue said one of the worst nights in the year for a live show.
Yeah, and the fact that we booked that night was insane of us.
9:30 on a Monday before Thanksgiving in the US.
We sold out and some. And then some, and then people had hot looks on. So just thank you so much. Zach, do you have any updates since then? Because you told the story of you fucking a superintendent. Did you ever hear from that guy again?
No, he messaged me on Grindr sometimes, but I don't respond.
What does he say?
Hey. Hi.
Word of the day, because he's a teacher. Word of the day is I miss you.
I think I was just a passing fling for him, which pisses me off.
Well, he's just hitting
me up like I'm a concubine.
Okay. That is the thing about getting older, and I hate to get all serious for once.
When?
Not now.
What you're about to say is not going to be serious.
Wait, you know what my socks are reminding me of?
Madeline.
Remember being like a little girl during Christmas? You get this?
Yes. Yes.
Remember being a little girl during Christmas and you would have a Christmas dress, of course, that was like the fucking best thing you've ever seen. Do you remember your mom handing you what you're wearing to Christmas? And you're like, fucking God damn it, that rocks. Bows in every direction.
They really
velvet,
deck up those girls.
Red plaid. Like it was, and I was like a little Jew and my mom was like, we're doing Christmas.
We're doing Christmas for you.
And then as a little girl, your mom would put you in white stockings. Oh, that's what my socks are reminding me of.
Oh, wait, I was always put in footsie pajamas.
Yeah.
That's sort of a guy's look.
Yes.
So no,
I was about to say something. I was about to say something else.
The superintendent.
Superintendent.
Update. You asked me update. About, but I had an update about ever since then.
Sorry, I'm washing Blorsch right now, and it's like almost, it's as if blood is coming out of my brain. You know what I mean?
I'm sure I'm all over the place. Guy, and I'm jet lagged, so it's like so hard.
I had a good point, but then my socks, mine own socks distracted me.
Guys, the fact that you are so amazing. The fact that we are able to be in London, England right now, literally to say boner into this microphone, boner, boner, boner.
Boner, boner, boner.
Boner, boner. I'm good. I can clock out now.
I'm serious.
I'm dead serious with what I'm about to say. Boner. Okay. Boner, boner.
I said I was going to get emotional.
Boner in the Universal Building.
We're in the Universal Building actively screaming boner. That's so funny.
It's so funny. I went on a date with this while I'm here.
What?
I've been going on dates.
Oh, tell the story.
We need to talk about the men here.
Oh.
Guys, I know we're all over the place, but Lizzie was not in the budget, so we couldn't pay her.
She'll be editing this.
She'll be editing this. Lizzie, we love you so much.
We love you, Lizzie.
It's really hard to do this without you.
It's tragic.
It's really hard. And I'm sure the listeners can sense it.
It is hard. Hey, guys. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at La Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is
food.
Eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly. What, okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal,
you can
seriously.
Choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that body cells.
Yep. And vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, the men in England, and I don't know if we're just exotifying them because we don't live here, which is probably definitely the case. They're hot.
Everyone here, the thing about the UK, girls, American girls, take out your notepads. This is clashes in session.
Clashes in session.
Oh my God. Sean Connery was hot.
He was really hot, except for I didn't think so. But yeah.
All the men here, because they're like, they're basically cattle. I would say a thing about like the UK, like they're like stock.
They,
you know,
look so amazing. And guys,
they're big. They're big guys.
They're all really tall here. Their faces, catch this, and this is such a foreign concept, look good.
Their faces, everywhere you go in London, England, Europe, there is a hot guy who looks like, Frankenstein's goddamn monster.
Yeah, he looks like Frankenstein's stepson.
Yeah. He looks like,
brother.
You know when Frankenstein made the monster?
The Dr. Frankenstein.
Made the monster. That's
Frankenstein. Yeah, yeah.
Which is like real junior vibes. And then, you know, he made him and he was like, oh, it's a lot. He's a lot to look at.
And then he burned the whole village down or whatever.
He burned the village down. He was like such an asshole. And it was also green. I don't know what happened there.
I think the moral of Frankenstein is that the people were mean.
Oh, yeah. They were unaccepting and they othered him.
And he was just
him.
Like a big big idiot.
Yeah, which but imagine hot. Imagine the monster, the doctor making that monster. I think he made the monster. He was like, "Cool, I did that. Now let me make the hot guy of England."
Yeah, yeah. He was like, and "That was fun, but I'm a little horny, so I'm gonna make a hot guy.
Guy I could fuck."
Yeah, it's like
I wish I was playing Sims.
Yeah,
I really do wish I was like a mad scientist who just made hot guys in a lab through electricity and lightning. And
what if
and
a straight guy said that?
they do sex doll, robo sex dolls. There's no robot sex doll that's a hot guy. Name one.
That is so fucking true.
Yeah.
Why are they all Aeon Flux girls?
Exactly. No girl has had the wherewithal and the time in her busy schedule on Slack to say, "I'll be right back. I'll be right back in 30 minutes. I have to make a hot guy sex doll."
That is so goddamn true.
They're always girls. I'd buy one.
I would buy one. I feel like we I don't know, a hot guy sex doll. Guys are already dumb like a sex doll.
Yeah.
The thing why they need to make female sex dolls is because...
So we stopped yapping?
It's because what is, like, for a straight dumb guy, what is his biggest hurdle of hooking up with hot girls? His brain and the fact that they have one.
Their brain.
Their brain.
Yeah.
The trouble is his brain.
Yes.
And then he's talking to all these hot girls and he's like, "What's wrong? They have something I don't have, the ability to think concepts."
Yeah, to think concepts and speak
metacognition, many people would say.
The fact that girls have metacognition and guys are just all jumbled marbles go missing up there.
Not to be guys like this, girls like this, but guys
like,
be like this
and girls be have metacognition.
Girls be shopping because they have metacognition.
Yeah.
And they know that they have to, they need to look good.
They need to look good and have stuff.
And it works, bitch.
Oh, the girl who invented, this just made me think of this through my metacognition.
Hell yeah.
The
gay girl, guys are guys with metacognition. That's what
obviously.
Being gay is.
Okay. That is obvious.
Yeah.
The girl who invented, this is a girl, no doubt in my mind, the pen with the fluffy top. Do you think actively she's a billionaire? If that bitch named Chelsea, no doubt in my mind, didn't patent the furry top pen, she is an idiot.
I know that she probably like was so excited that her fucking husband probably patented it.
Yeah, under his name.
Because he was like, ha ha ha.
Carl.
Carl. And then he's like fucking, but you know what? That girl who made the fluffy top pen.
The fluffy top pen, Nobel Peace Prize.
In my mind, she's like the Eve of our story.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like there's Eve and now there's the podcast.
Who's our Adam?
Like a hot guy.
Well, yeah, but like who? There's the girl who invented the fluffy top pen.
And Steve.
I guess Steve is our Adam.
In like the La Podcast Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
All pink.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Plastic.
It's like a plastic
garden.
It's
like a Barbie grocery store for kids.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
And there's Steve, who's ripped out of his goddamn mind.
Yep. Adam is, running into a wall over and over again in the corner. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, God made Adam, and then he made Eve, and then like a few days later, he got crossfaded, and he made Steve.
God was so crossfaded when he made Steve.
He was like, so true.
He's like, I am drunk and high. I'm about to make a fucking gay guy right now. And
what if I made Adam
him?
Like hot, like the hot stats to 100?
Oh
what
my
if I did that?
I have a crazy idea. What if I made a guy who wants to fuck a guy? I'm so fucking fucked up
I'm
right
so
now.
I'm so fucked up right now, smoking a cigarette, doing a twirl. Like,
yeah, in his room.
Like dancing to
dancing
Phoenix.
Dancing queen. Oh, I pictured ABBA, but it is Phoenix.
Like in 2010.
I have a crazy idea.
Mistelania.
I have a fucking crazy idea.
I'm crazy.
I feel fucking crazy right now. What if I made a gay guy? God crossfaded, made gay guys and like pelicans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And flamingos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Basically, what are the gayest like animal tweaks? It's a pelican is a gay bird.
Pelican's a gay bird, but a flamingo is a drag.
Is
queen.
A drag bird.
Yeah. So
a cheetah is a gay cat.
A cheetah is a gay cat. We have
a toucan.
You know, a toucan is like a like southern gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that like flying squirrel? That's going to be that's a twink for sure. A zebra.
Yeah,
that's
a
gay
horse.
That's a gay horse.
A gay horse.
There's of course a gecko.
There's something straight to me about geckos.
Geckos? Oh, no, I'm not thinking of geckos. What's the one that can camouflage?
A chameleon.
A chameleon. That's a gay lizard. And also my body type. And you know those beetles that are like metallic blue?
Yes.
That's
the ones
a gay
that like
beetle.
Always reappear in Egyptian folklore.
Yes.
I'm on to it. Yeah.
Those for sure. I feel like just frogs.
Like the colorful frogs.
That's called the poison dart frogs.
It's almost like when you go to a gay club and like the flashiest guys are the most dangerous.
Yeah, because they're on so much meth.
Methamphetamine.
Yes.
Okay. The guys. I need to get back to that.
The guys.
In America, and I'm doing controlled test double-blind studies right now.
You are doing double-blind studies.
I'm doing double-blind studies where I bought Hinge, like the highest level.
Oh my God, Zach literally purchased Hinge.
And then I bought that here because I'm abroad and I'm spoiling myself.
You are abroad.
Get it. Okay, so I'm abroad, so I buy Hinge X, and then I'm seeing a lot of hot guys, and I'm like...
Hinge X?
It's like the... There's Hinge Plus and Hinge X is like...
Ooh, that's so dangerous.
So you can search people by their height.
Girls, this is another example of men, including gay men, gatekeeping. Is that this gay man who's sitting next to me right now, Zach, my best friend...
Yeah, hi.
...has known for... Well, you told me immediately, but shut up. That you could buy Hinge and then set the height.
I didn't even realize I thought that was like offensive. That like the app wouldn't include that because that's like fucked up.
Yeah.
Because then these like 5'6" guys are never gonna get a date.
No, some people like short men.
Okay, shout out to those girlies.
Shout out to those girls.
All out.
Literally doing work for the blue, the red cross.
The blue cross. So these guys, I'm like, I open the app and every guy 9, 9, 9, 10, 9, 9, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 10.
So sorry to that 8.
I know, but in America, like I only want an 8.
Yeah.
You almost yawn, sneezed, and then you just stopped.
It kind of turned into a deep breath, sneeze, yawn,
yeah,
and then
you just connected so hard with the yeah. And then to do an experiment, I'm like, maybe the app just shows you hot people once you pay for it. No. I then set the app for Williamsburg, America. Okay. Williamsburg,
Brooklyn,
USA.
New York, USA.
Yeah. Okay. I get it in the 11238. Okay, I get it in that fucking shit. Ugly.
I don't glug to the bottom of the ocean.
And I'm like kind of like, what's wrong? Guys, I don't do well in America. I do.
You do fine.
I do awesome.
What are you talking about? I'm not doing well in America.
Well, it's hard to find a boy because every gay guy's in an open relationship.
There's
Every
monogamy in England.
Hot guy here on the app says they're looking for a life partner, looking for monogamy, looking. And I'm talking to these gay guys, and they're like, the open relationship thing isn't a thing here. And I'm like,
ding, 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 ding.
They're all hot, and they want life partners.
We're moving here.
So we'll definitely be here.
Here's the thing. I would love an English husband. I mean, who wouldn't? By golly.
The social credit score of having a hot British husband.
The social currency of having a hot British husband.
The implication of that.
Yes.
Because that means you go to a sunny little village in the middle covered in moss.
Bitch.
And all the American girls know that.
Yes.
They're
You're
seething.
You're cottage core up my vag once again. So I want
to have
hot...
a British husband who raises your American kids because they're going to live in America.
They're going to live in America, but they're going to have a twinge of an English accent. I remember this girl named Josie moved to my town in New Jersey, in Guido, New Jersey. Josie, so English. She was an English girl. She moved to our town in fourth grade and she immediately lost her accent. And I was so offended. I was like, you're going to come here and assimilate into a culture that's worse than yours. You had a British accent, bitch. You could be sweeping up till senior year of high school.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing?
Shout out Josie.
She probably wanted to assimilate. Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
Wanting to be part of a group is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Have you ever seen those posters in every mom's bathroom that's like, follow the crowd or you know what I mean? Like stand out or, you know, it's
stand
a zebra
up,
in the middle of a bunch of horses.
Yeah.
And it's like, if no one's doing what you're doing, you know, you're right on track. There's some
Which
shit.
Is so not true, by the way. Like if you stick out like a sore thumb, you're the one doing something wrong, but whatever.
Wrong.
Wrong. and even instinctually evil.
Yeah, I don't like others.
Imagine the first time a horse saw a zebra. They're like, okay.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Okay, so you're like shoving that in my face.
Oh, so you think you're better than
me. You think you're better than me.
You think you're better than me.
A horse is all up in his barn that he paid for.
I don't know if like a zebra or a horse ever crossed paths besides the Bronx Zoo.
Well, sorry, there was a ghost in the room.
There's no ghost.
I live in, there's a whole thing.
It is?
Yeah.
I always thought ghosts were exclusively in the New England.
No, you fool. No, you fool. Literally, Anne Boleyn or whatever is haunting all up in this building.
Sick.
Hey,
hi,
Annie. I'm so sorry what happened to you, but rock and roll.
I bet like the ghosts are trying to Bloody Mary us right now, or like, but then like they're coming up and they're being like, wait, I like them.
Hey,
hi.
I like them. You guys are pilgrims, and we're like sort of
like my grandsisters. That's what I'm going to call all humans before me.
Grandsisters.
From now on are my grandsisters.
My grandsisters.
Are the sisters that came before me.
Oh, that's so stunning, Zach.
That's a stunning thing I just said.
Can you tell me what you're serving?
What am I serving? I am serving you needle in a haystack. I am serving you a gold, you know those ball pits that you jump into as a kid and they're all dirty?
Fuck yes.
I'm serving you, jump into that, you pick out a diamond ring.
Oh my God.
Some woman lost it 30 years ago.
30 years ago?
She was like trying to get her kid out and she lost it and just she forgot about it. She was like, oh, I guess I'll never find it.
Imagine literally forgetting about a diamond ring, rich.
She didn't forget about it. She cried. It was a whole thing, but she couldn't find it. And then you are in that ball pit. You find it. That's like how I feel in England.
That you came across 30 years.
I've been in America and no one's been able to find me.
Yeah.
And now on Hinge, I got 20 likes.
You found an engagement ring.
I'm the engagement ring.
Oh my God.
I am serving you. I'm about to leave America and everyone I love and know behind as soon as I can. Okay.
Yes.
But I will be forcing my husband to move to my small hometown in Connecticut. And I know I'll be able to.
But you know who does really well in America the Great?
What?
Is an English person in a small town. I remember growing up, to name another English person in my small town, but my childhood friend named Graham, shout out. His dad was English. He would always tell me that he was an illegal alien. And I remember being like, alien, that feels racist. Cool. Anyways, and he was just an English guy in the town. And everyone thought he was so cool just because he was English and had kooky glasses.
I don't think British people understand, because I know Americans come over here and you guys make fun of us.
Yeah. You do hate us, but also like...
But we love you. It's very like older sister, little sister.
Yes. Literally older sister who thinks your younger sister is annoying, but we are like
but
hot.
We're copying everything you do. And then you start copying a little bit of what we do because like, we are a little hotter.
Yeah.
And that's a nightmare for you. You're more established. You have more friends. You've been around longer.
Yeah. You're president of the debate team.
And we're like your really hot, sexy, annoying little sister.
Who's an absolute fucking idiot.
Who's an idiot.
And like violent.
a violent idiot nightmare, but she's so hot that like people like her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people like they talk shit about her, but the second she gives them attention, they're like, I'll date you.
Yeah. Yes.
That's us.
Keep going.
So I'm serving you that. I'm serving you bones. Bones be gone. I'm serving you. I'm literally loopy as hell.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't even know where I am right
now.
Bag
of junk.
I keep like clicking back into reality and realizing that I'm in old England, not new.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
That is weird to be now old and yet was once new.
I'm serving you like I get what the pilgrims were going through. I get like the homesick.
Yeah.
I'm homesick a little bit. It's been 4 days. I'm a little homesick because I'm walking around England and yes, everybody's hot. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to move here.
Yeah.
But I'm mourning the loss of my community already.
Well, that's the thing of that.
The loss of my community. Yeah.
No, the words I was trying to say just came out spaghetti soup.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
That's why we have to be bi-coastal part-time, is that yes, we come to England, we enjoy the fruits of your labor, of course. We do not pay taxes when we come here. I won't. But then we go home and have kettle-cooked chips. Like, I'm not going to live without... You guys are all up in our ass about how you have better snacks. Not true.
That, I'm so sorry, that's not true.
And also, we had a pizza the other day, and like, Jesus.
They tried to put sour cream and barbecue sauce.
They asked us if we wanted sour cream or barbecue sauce.
And corn.
And corn. And we both went like this. What?
No.
No.
And we ate it and both had diarrhea. Like, I just...
Yeah. And listen, I'd be getting diarrhea regardless, but at least it's under my control.
Listen.
It's under control.
Listen, everybody likes to talk shit about America and like the food is poisoned a lot of the time, but the good food in America is ungodly better than the food here. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but you guys do bread really good.
Gabby, what are you serving?
I am serving you the feeling of wearing latex in the rain.
Ouch.
I mean, a nightmare. You cannot get it off. You have to live in it. You are slipping and sliding all over this world. You can't get a goddamn grip on nothing, but you look amazing. I mean, latex wet.
Oh my God.
But, latex wet.
But the moist sort of bacterium that is in every crevice from that, because it's like cold rain outside, hot, moist body on the inside.
The swamp ass could that you are dealing with is like generating new biomes that are creating new species in your ass.
Who are getting to the space age, okay, yes. By 7 p.m. All right.
By 7 p.m. tonight. You know when, Men in Black, when they open that locker and there's a whole world in the locker, that, but it's your ass under that latex.
Or like in The Simpsons where when Lisa like has her tooth, but the bacteria on her tooth like gets like become so advanced and they shrink her down and worship her. That's a deep cut. Not that deep. Simpsons is one of the most popular anime shows in the country.
Yeah, don't worry. Like everyone knows that, but I do not remember that. I am serving you knitwear. I'm serving you a sweater, over a sweater vest, over another sweater, and then a knit jacket, knit pant, and a little shoe, a little knit shoe, and you're also wearing a long sleeping hat, and everything's just sweatered up, and you just feel like a little teddy bear delicious.
You are such a teddy bear delicious, but cinched.
But cinched. And finally, I'm serving you like a smoothie with mango in it where you're like, this is not healthy. This is a dessert.
This is a dessert.
This is a pudding.
Oh my God. No, one of our really good friends, comedian Glenys LaRoe, shout out. She has this joke. It's so funny where she says like, but guys can never fit like, the full joke is hilarious. They never take their time with a smoothie. And that couldn't be more true.
Yeah.
When I drink a smoothie, it's like a desperate sprint to the end.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
It's like a chug.
And like girls.
Literally a shotgun a smoothie.
Well, it's like, it's right now. Life is right now.
I chug. I'm a chugger.
Oh, we know. Hey.
Okay. We need to do our segment.
Our segment? Do you think we have enough time? We literally have 10 minutes. I think that perhaps we should
save it. We save
this
it
this is
for
our update episode. Maybe we talk about the Soho Farmhouse a little bit.
Okay.
Guys.
Yes, you're right. That we're going to tease you with a segment that you know nothing about and actually do it next episode.
That has a very huge English element.
Next episode, we will be diving into some monarchs, let's just say.
Let's just say we are deep diving into the cuntitude of every single monarch in European history.
Every monarch had their own flavor of cunt. And we'll be talking about that next week. We were supposed to do it this week, and we just ran out of time because we're chit-chatting.
We're chit-chatting and jet-lagged, and Lizzie's not here. So come for my ass.
Come for my ass. It's Lizzie's fault.
Come for my ass.
Lizzie.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. We went to this place called Soho Farmhouse. Where I don't know if you know what Soho House is. It is an exclusive members club all over the world. Started in London, England, where we're at right now, Europe.
Shout out.
And they have a venue that is 2.5 hours outside of London. It is a legit farm.
Like pigs and cows and
pigs
shit.
Pigs and cows and shit.
And shit. And chickens.
And chickens and pools and hot tubs and celebrity.
It's like an exclusive club, flip it on its head, prairie.
Prairie. It's literally like where rich people pretend to be farmers, but they're still on Slack.
Yes.
You know? They're getting Slack notifications in farmware.
And on the way there, you're driving past some of the most medieval kind of homes and castles.
Yes.
Gabby was asleep. But when I was watching in the daytime, the roofs are made of hay.
People have roofs. Rich people in England have roofs made of hay. It's like,
and would you have to replace that every fucking 5 days?
Well, I think there's junk under the hay.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And we're going there, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of this goddamn medieval shire, at that point, it's a shire
vibes.
Okay, there's this big, exciting farm full of that looks quaint, but then you keep walking like that's a hot tub.
That's
you keep
a hot
walking,
tub.
Oh, that's
an open concept bar.
Oh, that's an open concept bar. All windows in the winter. It was ice cold.
Oh, that's pasta dishes.
We got pasta dishes. We're getting like ricotta on toast. Okay, it's like
it was like, and people were wearing. Oh my God, we sat down for brunch. They have brunch in England, if you could imagine. We sat down for brunch. We're all in gorgeous knit looks, obviously, looking natural, but also filler. And we look over and there's a couple next to us in plush velvet chairs. One, it's 10 a.m.
Oh, them.
The guy is wearing a suit, but under the blazer, he's wearing the suit shirt, the tie, sweater vest,
guys,
navy blue suit. And his girlfriend, I'm assuming, was wearing a pea coat. Deconstructed, reconstructed, peacoat vibes.
Yeah.
Buttons toward a shell.
And guys, this suit this guy was wearing, it's not fucking Men's Warehouse.
It's Ralph Lauren, it's you not dumb Ralph Lauren. Bitch.
He looked like a sculpture painting.
He
a painting that
divine.
You sculpt.
Okay. Yes. And there's something about like an English black man that couldn't be hotter.
Oh my God.
The thing of looking at a stunning in a suit. Black man, he had long dreads.
The Idris Elba effect.
He literally was like a god. This guy is a god.
He was radiating sexual energy to a point where I had to go to the bathroom and whack one off.
I had to wank.
Okay,
Zach had to wank.
I had to literally wank it out. I would have done something crazy. Okay, fellas know what I mean.
Exactly. All right? And we were just eating small, elegant dishes all day.
Never
Zach and
full.
I never full, never couldn't possibly get to full. We saw a celebrity with his shoes off. We saw
another celebrity with like a lot of makeup on.
With a lot of makeup on. That was crazy. And it was a guy. We swam in a pool in the middle of winter.
It was ice cold. And Gabby's Raynaud's disease was really triggered.
I was actually so freezing all day. I bought a bathing suit that was 1 million pounds. And by pounds, I mean money.
Money, that's what they call
it. Was
it
was obviously like, literally it could blow away in the wind. It was like,
it's three pieces of string.
It was literally string tied together in a bow that I put on up my vagina around my tits.
Yeah, of course.
It was $3 million. And we just had the best time and the realization that we should be in a fancy countryside. Do you hear me? A countryside, cottage core, everything's stone, whatever, but flip the script. It's fancy green juice.
Guys, I can't tell you the sense of home in my heart. This place was my heart's homestead.
That's how I feel. That's also
this place
how I feel.
Was my heart's homestead, guys. And it's all because of you that we got to go there. I hope you know that.
It
you
literally
listening
is.
Right now, Rachel, Amanda,
Jenny,
Cerveza,
Jeremy, Julia Lisa.
Okay, Josie and Mikeyalia.
You did this for us.
You did this.
We were brought there because of our podcast. So it's really your doing. And we are just so thankful. I would say what we learned this week from the live show to now, we are just so thankful for every girlina, girlicia.
And guy.
And guy. Randomly, there's some straight guys listening. You are a girlicia as well.
Thank you
for listening to the podcast. We love you so much. Send us DMs and we'll answer.
We'll answer them fully. Ask me any question about my life. I'll answer it. Guys,
ask me anything. I mean it.
People want to know what happens when the old maid's heart is so full. People say that in books and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, what happens when your heart's so full it could burst? And I'll tell you, you go to England with your best friend.
You go to England with your best friend.
Okay, and you eat an egg. And the eggs at this place, I just got to shout out.
Shout out, the eggs at this place were vibrant orange.
They were like orange. They were so fucking rich.
Street cone orange. They had different colored eggs. It was so ritzy there.
And the most fucked up part of it all is nothing was that expensive.
I know.
It just made me realize how much New York City sucks because like, I love it, but the prices are out of this world.
Out of this world.
Because at this fancy farmhouse club, you can get a dish for $11.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
A full meal. A full English.
A full English
That's like way too much food, by the way.
A full English breakfast is too much food. And that's coming from us. We both have like demigorgon stomachs.
Yeah.
Like we could eat like a cow.
You should see the shit I eat.
It's wild. Zach is putting meat all up in his business.
Yeah.
And we both couldn't finish our dishes.
It was crazy. But I was drinking because the juice and smoothies.
Juice and smoothies.
You go to America, juice and smoothies. That's an arm and a leg. It's a mortgage.
A juice and smoothie.
You have to like use your pension fund.
Exactly. Literally. You have to be a servant, a city, what's the?
Civil servant.
Civil servant to be able to drink one smoothie in America.
It's fucking crazy. These smoothies here are $6. So maybe I didn't finish my meal because I got 3 smoothies.
We actually have to wrap up.
Okay. So I love you. So want to give me wings?
Yeah.
Why don't you start?
Okay, Zach. Seeing you stunning, chiseled, elegant. You've been not putting gel in your hair and you've been letting it fall in a very English way. I love it. Seeing you in a place of luxury felt exactly right. You were better looking than every rich guy in there, which just proves that rich guys don't have enough money to be as hot as you are naturally. And they have all the money in the world.
And
they
I
could
have
do a full Matt Rife
and you have nothing.
They could.
You have nothing to your name.
Yeah, they could take off their own skin, reform their bones, and put the skin back on. You see, and whatever they do, they don't even hold a candle to what you do naturally.
I do by doing nothing, even actively against it, by smoking and eating meat every day.
Yeah, and that's I feel like what a wing, what a wing.
Oh, like an angel's wing? What an angel's wing. What a wing to give. Oh my God.
That you just felt, you fit in there. I just can't wait to see you in full head to toe Ralph Lauren is what I'm saying.
And it's happening soon. It's happening soon when Abercrombie and Fitch, maybe shout out, listens to this clip. We'll have our reps reach out. Gabby, may I go? That was the nicest thing I think you've ever said to me.
Really?
And you've said some good shit. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
You've said some good shit. And I agree. I should be there.
Yeah, I should.
No, to be a handsome poor boy is sort of a serve.
It is. To be like, I'm so hot. I got in here because I'm hot and I'm poor.
And I've done nothing of merit.
Yeah.
I have not, never.
But I'm still in here with you guys.
I'm still in here and I actually don't even care.
Woo, we cared.
I cared. I was excited to be there and honored even. I was honored. It was great. Gabby. It seems redundant to say that you are a starlet. Okay.
It's redundant. Stop repeating yourself.
It seems like the last thing I need to remind people is that you're a goddamn starlet on the rise.
No.
On the rise. Shooting star. More like bazooka. Okay.
Bazooka
more like
star.
A missile. More like ballistic missile star, okay? Because your stardom is so, so bright. When you go on stage and I see this girl perform and I'm like, damn. Because they say when a nuclear bomb goes off, it's so bright and so powerful that your shadow is imprinted on the wall behind you because it's so strong and violent and destructive and bad. Like, it destroys you. It flashes. The flash of light is so strong that it singes your skin and then you can still see the shadows 100 years later behind you.
Yeah.
That happens to me every time you perform.
Awesome.
That happens to me every time I see you.
Awesome.
It's okay. There are shadow prints of me all around this city in New York and abroad.
Hell yeah.
Because I love you and you're a starlet.
I love you.
And I see what these people, the people who pass as starlet these days, they look like you type into ChatGPT, bitch ass bitch who's on TV.
Yeah, okay? I get them.
And it gives you an AI portrait of some bitch with eyes going whatever direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, 360 eyes.
With eyes 360 like a goddamn prey species. Okay. Eyes 360.
Well, what do you want, girl or a catfish?
Oh, you know what? You're a catfish, but a real one.
I do look like a catfish. When I said catfish, I meant flounder.
Oh, bitch. I've said this to you before. You're doing hotness in a way that no one's ever done before.
Wow.
But it is normally regular pretty girl cheerleader hot.
Yeah.
You're doing that in such an abstract but normcore way.
Picasso.
You are redefining what it means to be the popular girl in school.
Catch this. She's nice. I love you.
I love you. And Lizzie, we love you too.
Lizzie, we love you so much. Thank you for editing this. And also, I'm sorry.
And also, we're sorry. So
and
bad.
Now we're moving over to our Patreon, patreon.com/thepodcastpodcast, where we are adding to the Girl Cinematic Universe. We have built a Game of Thrones level universe with different celebrity women, and we place them in jail. We send them to heaven. We send them to hell. Sometimes we execute them.
Sometimes we execute them if they've done something so appalling to girl world.
Yeah. There's vacation isles.
There's vineyards. There's wars brewing.
A war is brewing amongst the girls. There's guy world that we're visiting. Like, it's wild.
It's
You're going to want to be a part of it. And there's like 50 episodes up on Patreon
right
now.
It's like kind of like, it's like, you know, they always say this, J.R. Tolkien wrote the full lore before he wrote the story.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Okay.
Exactly.
They're going to look back at this episode in 100 years and they're going to be like, that shit was art.
I can't believe they already knew the trilogy before they filmed it for Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly. Know. Disney Plus are overlords by then.
Totally. Right. I would sign my rights away to Disney Plus.
Right now to be famous, guys.
All right. We'll see you guys over there.
And just a little wink to all of our people who came and visited us at the live show.
We love you guys. To anyone who came to the live show, you are our lifeblood.
You are our lifeblood. If you cut me open, little tiny monkeys in that Bananagram game, the banana
monkeys
barrel.
Monkeys in a barrel.
Monkeys in a barrel. You cut me open, it ain't monkeys in a barrel.
It's girls.
It's girls in a barrel.
It's girls in a barrel. Oh.
Not to end on that, but bye.
Bye, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.